All right? God has given every believer the Holy Spirit to be our assistant. He's going to help us become like Christ. Does that make sense? It's a process that he's given us. And I put that verse here, and I want you to read this with me. I'm going to get you to circle some other words in here. Would you do that? If you love me and will keep my commandments. Now, he's saying if you cross that invisible line, that's what he's saying. When you cross that invisible line, when you become my child, not just because you belong to me, but now you're my child. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper. Why don't you circle that word helper? He's going to be your personal assistant. He's going to walk with you life. He's going to assist you through life. He's going to be with you through life. Wherever you go, whatever happens, he's there. He's your personal to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. They don't get him. All right? The world doesn't get him because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you. Why don't you circle dwells with you? Where does the Spirit live? He lives inside of you. It is the presence of God. When Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, he's talking about the Spirit. The Spirit lives in you and will be in you forever. The Spirit of God is in us and dwells in us. Every believer has the Spirit of God. All right? And that's where he lives. He dwells in us. You have a personal assistant in your life. You don't need your cell phone. You know, you don't need Echo or Siri or Google Home. God has given you the Spirit of truth is what he talks about. He's given you the Spirit of God. He's given you the Holy Spirit. All names for the Holy Spirit. The challenge. Some of you, like me, have been a believer for some time. Some of you are just starting out. And we've been believers. But here's the battle. We don't realize that. We forget that. Now, I wrestled with this because I'm getting older, okay? And I'm going to admit that, all right? I didn't say I'm old. I'm getting older, all right? How many here remember the movie The Wizard of Oz? Anybody? Okay, just so you guys know, anybody under 30 didn't raise their hand, okay? It was all of us that are over 30, Wizard of Oz. Now, I'm not talking about the new ones that they have out. I'm talking 1930s Wizard of Oz, Judy Garland. Anybody remember that one, right? All right? Remember, she's on this journey. You know, the house falls on the evil. I wanted to see the play Wicked, but I never got to see it. If it comes out again, I'm going to go see it. But the house falls on, and she's got to get back through Aunt M, thank you. She wants to get back to Aunt M, and how's she going to get back? And you got to follow the yellow brick road. You know? And she goes down this yellow brick road, and the scarecrow and the tin man, and you guys all know the story. But it's a journey, right? A slow, long process of going down the yellow brick road. And she's going down this road. And you know, she goes through the road, goes through all those trials, all the turmoil, all the heartache, and so on, going down that yellow brick road. And then at the very end of the movie, she's standing there. She can't go home because everything all got messed up. If you don't know the movie, go home and watch the movie. It's worth watching. It is a really well-done movie. She's standing there, and now comes up. You guys know the name. There you go. And she goes, you've had the what? You've had the power all along. All you got to do is click your heels together, and I want to go home. Well, here's what I want you to know this morning. You've had the power all along. And you don't even have to click your heels together. But you have the power of God in you. Is that okay? I want to make sure you guys know that this morning, I want you to know you have the Spirit of God living in you. And it's not something you got to pursue some yellow road. You are going to go down a yellow brick road. All right? You know, our roads aren't yellow, but I mean, you've been down the yellow brick road of heartache, anxiety, stress, hurt, wound, emptiness, meaningless. Anybody been down one of those roads? Depression, anxiety. Anybody been down one? We're going down that road, and we always have this power, but sometimes, anybody ever forget you have it? You know, you just want to pull the blanket over your head and just leave me alone? No? Well, I want to, how can we do that power every day? That's what I want to tell you. I got just five quick points here at the end. See, I'm already at the end. You guys are lucky this morning. You know, I'm going to save some time for next week, okay? Because I'm going to get you here early in the morning. See, I get you twice next week, okay? We got a 6:15 sunrise service, and then we got our regular service. So I'm saving some time for those, all right? But I want us to, I want you to have this power every day. Because I don't know about you, I need it every day. All right? Sometimes, I don't know about you, but my feelings get the best of me. Anybody ever have your feelings get the best of you? Sometimes my circumstances get the best of me. Sometimes society gets the best of me. But I have this power, and I've had it all along. All you needed to do, you didn't have to go down on heartache. Some of those things you could have missed. Because the Spirit is with us. So let me give you five things real quick. But here's this verse. I want you to know this right here. I want you to know about the great and mighty power that God has for his followers. Now, who has the power? Make sure you notice that. Followers. Followers. Those who cross an invisible line. The world does not know him. But you know him because he is in you. You get God's word is concealed, and you have this power in you. Then what I love is he describes this power, and this is a good description, especially right now, that Sunday before Easter, on Palm Sunday. It is the same, now listen, it is the same, can I say same enough? It is the same wonderful power he, being God, used to raise Christ from the dead and let him sit on his right side in heaven. What kind of power is it? It's the power to read. Moses walk around like wimps, don't we? Most of us let Satan beat the daylights out of us. And yet we got this power, and it's so much power, it raised Jesus from the dead. I want you to know that's the kind of power you have. All right? Don't look into that stupid funhouse mirror anymore. Look into the face of God and see the image of God in you, and that image in you has the power. The power to live in today's world. Isn't that a challenge? So how do you make sure you tap into that? How do you get that? And so five things real quick. Here you go. You must want to be led by the Holy Spirit. It starts with desire. Not only did I underline it, make that highlighted, why don't you circle that? You have to desire the Holy Spirit. You have to desire God. Now, I say this phrase so often, you probably don't think it through. It's just like, yeah, there goes Gary again. God, I'm tired of doing things my way. I want to do them your way. What am I talking about? I'm talking about your desires. God, I'm tired of desiring my way. I'm tired of desiring things my way. I'm tired of going my way. I look at my life, love, it's empty, and I don't feel anything, and sometimes I feel meaningless, and sometimes I feel anxiety, and sometimes I feel depressed, and sometimes life gets the better of me. God, I want to desire. I'm going to ask you, what are your desires? What do you desire? What is it you want? Now, I almost put want to in there. What is your want to? What is it that really beats for you? That just pulls, that just calls you along. It's just there. Anybody got a desire for lunch? How about a desire for jelly beans? A desire for a cookie and somebody caught me? They tried to lock me out of the kitchen. Morning. I go in the den. Just so you guys know, the second door was unlocked, okay? You missed it. And there, I ate a healthy cookie just a few minutes ago. It was an oatmeal raisin cookie in the refrigerator. I had a desire. Anybody get desires? I'm going to ask you, do you desire God? Do you? I mean, do you really want God, or he's just something else in your life? Just a something else. Another. So I'm going to challenge, do you desire God? Look at what it says here in Psalms 48. Psalms chapter 40, verse 8. I desire to do the will. My God, your law is within my heart. Is that your desire? God, I'm tired of doing things my way. I want to do them yours, God. It's my desire, God. If you're walking around weak and wounded, do you desire God this morning? Do you really desire God? The next one, it says this. If you want to be led by God's Spirit, you must be willing to do what God says. It's not enough just to desire it. You got to take the next step of doing it. All right? It's not enough. I want to follow God. I want to. I missed it. You've got to desire and follow through and follow God. And that's the challenge for us. I'm trying to figure out how best to describe this, and I found this verse, a verse I memorized. This is another good verse worth memorizing. I memorized this verse a long time ago. Listen to what it says. And he said to them all, he's talking to everybody at the time Jesus was preaching, if anyone desires to come after me, all right? You made your desire now. You got your desire set. Let him deny himself, take up his cross, daily. I almost skipped that word, didn't I? And follow me. All right? If you desire God, then you need to start following God. Now, just real quick, let's see. The cross for Jesus was literally the cross, all right? The cross for you is whatever God's will is for your life, as it is for me. For me, my cross. Now, it doesn't mean it's negative. I want to tell you, my cross is not negative. I get to be a preacher. Yeah. I get to be a father. I get to be a husband. That's not a cross. Oh, there's my burden. Now, don't take cross as a burden. Take it as God's plan for your life. What's God's plan for your life? Doesn't it say it's God's plan is to bless you? To give you a hope and a future? Is that what God's plan? Go back to Jeremiah chapter 29. Look back last week. That's what God wants to do. And so that's what God is. So, God, I want to follow you. My desire, God, is to follow you. Why don't you circle that word daily in there? Because here's the challenge. At 17, I made a decision. At 17, I didn't pray this prayer, but it was like this prayer. It was very similar. God, I'm tired of doing things my way. I want to do them your. Come into my life and take control. I made a decision at 17 to do that. But here's the challenge. I need to reaffirm that decision every day. I was saved at 17. I am heaven at 17, okay? No doubt, no question. God, Jesus paid the price. I don't have to earn it. I don't deserve it. It's called grace. God gave it to me. I am going to heaven. I am heaven bound. Anybody heaven bound? I better hear some amen on that one, all right? We're heaven bound. But you need to know, I have to decide every day when I get up, am I going to do it God's way today? I got to decide that every day. And just so you know, sometimes it's more than once a day. You know what makes it really hard? Is when you're a control freak. God, you're in control. I got it right now, God. Anybody been in that? I'm a control freak, and I like doing things. I'm not one who's going to sit back and just watch things. Oh, let's just see what's going to happen next. No, I'm going to get in there and make something happen. God, what do you want to do? Slow down, Gary. Take it easy, Gary. God, what do you want to do? You got to decide daily. Daily. God, I'm tired of doing things my way. I'm going to do them your way today. Is that okay? You want the Holy Spirit to work in you, it's going to be a daily decision. Let me ask you, why would God give you power to do something you want to do? Why would he give you power to do what you want when he's got a better plan for your life? You ever wonder why you got your life all messed up and God's sitting there going, man, why don't they just listen? Anybody ever do that with a kid? Why don't you just listen to me, man? If you would just... and I could just see God in heaven. If he just stopped and sat still for a minute, I could fix all this. Gary, I could just see God. I don't know about you guys, but I could thank God like that. See, we need to kind of slow down daily. God, do whatever you say today, this day. That's a daily decision. So if you want the power of God, you need to make a daily decision. You need to accept him first, and then daily, God, this is your day, let's go. I'm on board, let's go have some fun. And I'll just be honest with you, I'm having fun. I don't know about you guys, but this is fun. It's good. I was at a meeting yesterday. Laura and I got to go to a meeting on Disney. Guy worked at Disney telling his story. What's so fun sitting there? This guy's talking about all the stuff he did at Disney. And he's sitting there, and Laura and I are sitting. He's just going, yeah, and I went to church with the mayor and the chief of police. And it's talking about going to church and all of that. I'm sitting there. Here's a Disney meeting. They're talking about God. It's like, yeah. God is so good. Isn't God good? And we need to see that, but you got to be walking with God daily. How about this next one I put? If you want to be led by God's Spirit, you must look at God's Word. Look to God's Word. Anybody want to hear from God? I'll give you a little secret. You want to hear from God, open your Bible. When you open your Bible, God opens his mouth. Does that sound okay? You know, you need to listen to God's Word. You need to let God's Word lead you, guide you, and direct you. There's power in God's Word. There's Word. You know, I love about Awana. Now, I love Awana on Thursday night. I have so much fun with the kids, and I get to play games now, and sometimes I go help Lisa, and there's others that walk. You ask anybody in Awana how much fun it is to watch these kids learn the Word of God. Just to see God's Word coming out of those kids' mouths. That they're memorizing. There's power in those words of God. There's power in what God does as he speaks through the scriptures. Now, I want to make sure as I talk about the Bible, and this is a thing that bugs me today because people push the Bible aside like, well, you know, it's just a book. Well, I'm going to tell you, it's not a book, all right? It's a books, all right? It's a book of letters. These are ancient letters that were written thousands of years ago. In one of our home groups, we were watching videos of the Bible land and seeing where Paul went and where Peter went. And what's so amazing is we kind of act like these stories never happened, and yet you watch Israel and you watch Rome and you watch Malta, all the islands, and you watch Ephesus, and you see these cities over here. And they're saying, here's where Paul walked. And we're going, well, I don't even believe the Bible. And, well, this is where Paul, and wait a minute, they believe the Bible and we don't. And it's their history. That's amazing to me. We just kind of push it off. And yet it's their history. And we need to see that. You know, as you read the Bible, think about this. 40 plus people, 150 years, one simple theme all the way through. It's amazing how consistent it is. It's just there. There's this theme of God's love all the way through. I love it when somebody says, well, the Old Testament was all the war and the New Testament is all love. Well, guess where the New Testament got the words of love? In the Old Testament. But we need to see God's Word. We need to spend time in God's Word. You want power? It's real interesting. We're going to be seeing Jesus crucified, right? Anybody know that's coming up? It's Easter. Jesus is going to get crucified. You know what happened when he got baptized into the wilderness? It says they baptized Jesus. He got out of the water and went into the wilderness for 40 days, and he was tempted, right? If you're familiar with it, he was tempted. That means Satan came and tried to get him to screw up. All right, let me just say it that way. Satan wanted to mess everything up. But how did Jesus defeat Satan? Anybody know? He quoted scriptures. He quoted those ancient documents. You want power? I'm going to tell you, quote the Word of God. It's real fun. You know, it's Easter time. I'm going to tell you, you want to look at Satan. To me, this is the greatest thing. You know, Satan comes, wants to attack you. Just say, hey, how'd you do with Jesus? Yeah, you killed him. You did pretty good, huh? God brought him back. I got that power too. Isn't that what that verse said earlier? Yeah. I got that same power, Satan. You better look out, brother. We need to see that. We need to tap into God's Word and see what God's Word said. Look at what it says. Your Word, Psalms 119, 105. Your Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. Your Word. Is God's Word power in your life? we talk about memorizing it. Why memorize it? Because that's power. It's power. How about the next one? I put it here. If you want to be led by God's Spirit, you must ask the Holy Spirit to. You got to ask. You want God to guide you, ask Him. God does not force His will on you. We have free will. You can choose. You can choose whether you want to follow God. You can choose whether you want to do what He says this day or that day. It's your choice. So ask Him. God does not play hide and seek. Well, I got to figure out what God wants me to do. Anybody trying to figure out what God wants you to do? Ask Him. Now, I've never heard God, Gary, I've never heard that, all right, just so you know. But I can stand here and tell you without a doubt in my mind, a question in my heart, that God called me to share His word to the pastor. There's a conviction that God gave. There's a set in me that I can't explain it. I don't understand it. But this is what God wants. And no, I've never heard God say something out loud. But I'm going to tell you what, I've heard God say a lot when I read His word. All right? When I spend time in the word, I heard God say a lot to me. Matter of fact, sometimes He beats me up. Have you ever been beat up by the word of God, or is it just me? You know, sometimes God just picks it up and slaps me upside the head with it. What are you thinking, Gary? I don't know. I'm just being dumb. Okay. But God speaks through His word, and we need to ask and let God speak to us and let God speak to you. And He's not going to tell you if you don't ask. And He's not going to play hide and seek with it. Like, I'm going to play a game. Go figure it out a little while. He doesn't play that game. God has something. Just, God, what do you want me to do? I always joke with the individuals, you know, we get to see on Saturday or Thursday night as we're leaving after we got done with the one of Lisa and Evie's leaving and I'm out the back door. I'll see you Sunday unless something better comes up. Well, I'm going to ask you, what's better than church? Think of anything. Yeah, be honest with you, not even Disneyland, all right? You know how crazy I am about Disneyland. That isn't even better than church. I love being here on Sunday morning. I love seeing all you guys and gals. I guess I got to say guys and gals. This is fun, and it's what God's up. But you just got to ask God. Look at what it says. If you want to know what God wants you to do, if you want to know what God wants you to do, ask Him. Circle that. Ask Him. Ask Him. I'm trying to figure it out, and you haven't even asked God yet, right? Ask Him, and He will gladly tell you, for He's always ready to give you a bountiful supply of wisdom to all who ask Him. He will not resent it. He wants to tell you. He wants to give you an idea. Listen, when you get an inspiration, it's from God. When you get temptation, it's from the devil. All right? So you need to be praying and seeking and asking God, God, what is it you want me to do? How is it you want me to move? Where is it we're going with this, God? And you'll know. The last one I put is this. If you want to be led by God's Spirit, I must listen to God's response. Now, most of us, at least, well, I can say this. If you're like me, we'll sit down, I'll go in that prayer room, I'll pray. I get up when I'm done talking, and I walk out. Has that been good? Just so you know, sometimes I go in that prayer room. You know what I do? I just sit there. I just sit there. If you ever want a great place to go, you just walk into that prayer room. It's there. It's got prayer on the door. You just go in there and sit. And listen for God. See, I think most of us, I don't know about you, but I'm busy. Anybody else busy? I got 100 things to do and not enough time. Anybody in that boat? Places to go, people to see, things. You ought to see my agenda for this next week. Meetings at 8:30. This week, somebody made me get up at 5 o'clock in the morning so I can go to a prayer breakfast. It's like, who wants to get up at 5 in the morning? Not me. We always got something to do. But sometimes we just need to sit still and let God speak. You know, sometimes when you pray, the best prayer is to keep your mouth shut. Just, God, I don't know. Just so you know, I have walked into the prayer room over here and sat there and said, God, I don't know what I'm doing. I just felt like I needed to come in here. I'm serious. I just felt like I need to go in there and set. See, we need to listen to God. You know, when you read the Bible, just sit there and listen. God, I just read that verse. I don't know. What are you trying to say? What's in that for me? We need to let God speak to us. It says, call to me and I will answer you. Jeremiah 33. Call to me. See, we have the power. All right? You have all you need to live this life. God gave it to you the moment you crossed that invisible line. You don't have to tap your heels together. You don't have to go down some yellow brick road. All you have to do is let the Spirit. You have that same power that raised Jesus from the grave. It's yours. So I'm asking, what are you doing with it? There's a great event in the history of Israel, the nation of Israel. Matter of fact, it's recorded in the Bible. It's recorded in the book of Joshua. Moses had led Israel for 40 years. I mean, you might be familiar with the story. You know, took them out of Egypt, led them to the across the Red Sea, and got them over to where they're about ready to cross the Jordan River, and he handed off the leadership role to Joshua. And Joshua's leading the people of Israel, and once again, they come to a river like the Red Sea, the Jordan River, flood stage. And they're standing there at the river. It's like, what do we do? Pontoons and build a bridge, right? We're going to build a bridge. And they're standing, what are they going to do? And Joshua's leading the people, and they're there, and they're standing there, and what to do? God crossed this Red Jordan River, just like we did the Red Sea. So he says, Joshua, raise the cane again. No. He said, Joshua, speak to the water. No. He says, put your foot in. And the water stops. Doesn't that sound good? When you stop the water, I'll go. God, when you change this, you do this. God, when this happens, God, I'll take a step. You know when the water stopped? When they put their foot in. See, I think a lot of us don't realize the power, and we haven't put our foot in yet. See, I think there's a lot of miserable people in the world because they don't know God. Right? Anybody on board with that one? I think there's a lot of miserable, they're hurt, they're looking at that crazy looking funhouse mirror, and it's empty, and they know it's, you know, they know it's not right, and they just don't know what to do. And I'm saying, turn and look at look into the face of God. But I also think, there's a lot of Christians who are miserable because they don't know the power within them. They're afraid to take that step. They're afraid to put their foot in, and they're waiting. So I'm going to challenge you this morning. You have the power. Will you put your foot in? I don't know what God's asking you to do. I don't know where you're at in your life. I don't know what you need the power to do. But I do know this. God has the power. And you have the power through the Holy Spirit. But you got to put your foot in. It's not going to change until you put your foot in. Until you step out. We want it to change. God, you do this and then I will. Anybody ever did that one with God? God, you change this, you do this, and then I'll. God, when this stops. God, when I can do. And this morning, I wanted you to know. You have power. You don't have to get up and click your heels together. All you got to do, yes, God, to your will and your way. Anybody remember that song? Some of you guys are going, I have no idea what you're saying. It used to be an old hymn. Thy will. Anybody? Yes, Lord, to your will and to your way. Found another song, just in case some of you guys are too young to remember. a hymn. It was called Surrender by, what was the name of the group? I wrote it down somewhere. Now I don't see it in my notes, but it was called Surrender. Great little song. Had some great lyrics. It's up to you. So this morning I'm going to ask you, where do you need to step? I don't know what it is. Is there a broken relationship? Is there a hurt or a wound? Is there a need to forgive? A need to be forgiven? I don't know. Maybe you need to accept Jesus. Maybe you never cross an invisible line and you're feeling okay, but there's something in you that you know is not right, and you feel just a little empty or a little mean, that you don't know what to do with life or how to figure life out. You know, society's saying, oh, you're okay, and you know inside you're not. You need to step out. What's stopping you? So I just want to challenge you this morning. I end with this verse. And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. You take the step. And here's the key. All you got to do is raise your foot up, and he'll give you the rest. Okay? You just, God, I'm, and you just start. You take that step. Then he gives us an example. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. Anybody ever pray and you just don't know what to say, and all of a sudden something comes into your mind? That's the power. That same power that did that is the same power that helped you take that next step. So I'm going to challenge you, what's your next step? Do you need to step? God's given you the power. It's yours. Will you take a step this morning? Wherever it's at. I don't know where it is. Might be something that you need to do right here this morning. We're going to give an invitation in a minute. Might be something you need to do right here. Might be a phone call you need to make when you walk out those doors. It might be a visit you need to make. It might be a commitment in your heart that you need to do. I don't know what it is. But I really believe there's some here this morning that needed to hear this. That you need to take that step. Not in your power. Not in your willpower. But in the power of God. Can you take a step? Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for your words. I thank you for Jesus and the resurrection power. But it's not simply a power of the past, a power that was used and used up and is gone. But it's a power that every believer, every follower, it's a power that your children of God have. That these that are gathered in this place have the power because the Spirit dwells within them. The world does not understand, but we know, because we know you, and you've given us your Spirit and the power. You know, as our heads are bowed, eyes are closed, maybe there's something on your heart right now that you know you need to make a step to, and you want me to pray for you. Would you pray that I can just make this step? Would you just raise your hand? Let me pray for you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? Thank you. Anyone else? Lord, you've seen the hands of these that want to take a step. They have the desire. They've heard you speak. They know your will. They know your way. And Lord, they want to release that power that was in them. So I pray for their courage. I pray for their wisdom. I pray that you will empower them. That once they raise that foot, that as they step into the waters, they will divide. That they'll see the power of God step into the midst of their lives. And see change and see things happen that they cannot believe, nor do they understand. Because they had the faith to take the step of faith. Give them, encourage them, strengthen them with the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.